Sam, that score puts you provisionally into first place for now. Are you happy with that performance?
Listen, any time you come out of the ring and you're in the lead, you've got to be happy with that. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I'd have liked to have squeaked out a few more marks, but listen, I'm really pleased with the way my horse went. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with that.
What are your thoughts then ahead of cross country on Saturday?
Well, I won't be thinking about the dressage, that's for sure. It's a pretty big and daunting course here. You'll have to be on the top of your game. Luckily, my horse has been around here a few times, so she knows her way around. But although that gives me confidence, I know it can do it, it still doesn't make it any easier.
Any particular combinations, any parts of the course that you're particularly looking forward to or perhaps not looking forward to?
Well, I mean, any year that we've got the Vicarage V is really tough. I've jumped it lots of different ways, but it's always really hard. So I think the Vicarage V is one of those we'll be watching out for. But listen, there's a whole host of combinations, particularly in the middle part of the course there, that could catch you out and has a real sort of cumulative effect. So it's one of those courses where you just have to be on your toes the whole way around.
Preparations for you then over the next couple of days?
Well, I'll take it pretty easy this afternoon. But then just trying to really focus on the next part of the competition, the cross country. I'll be walking the course a couple more times and really working out my lines and exactly where I'm going to jump a fence and try and make it go to plan.